never started.
Oh, no. Welcome back to the Mac Method Podcast. This is episode 6. I don't think you guys are ready for this one. You guys can already hear me. Okay, so we have a new guest and a returning guest. Our new guest, would you like to say some words?
It's Trixie, baby.
You just got the someone just got the ick out there. I know you did.
Yeah, okay. Trixie's known for giving people the ick, so it's fine.
That's so fucked.
Our returning guest, Moni.
Yeah, I'm back for third time's a charm.
Am I loud enough?
There you go.
Hey, bear with me, okay? I can't hear anything. Yeah,
our setup is really fucking ghetto right now.
Ghetto. Oh, Lord,
We're in the ghetto. I have, like, fucking 100 cords snaked around my fucking laptop, and then we have the mixer board in the center. I don't even know what plugs are what, and this is just a fucking hot mess. And then Monica doesn't have fucking headphones on, because we're broke, and I can't. Well, no, I'm broke. Well, Dylan's broke because we're.
She broke. I'm up. Yeah. Oh. Oh my god! I'm so nervous.
Okay, so basically, we've kind of been like, this is kind of like that 1 week where I told you guys that me and Moni were like up each other's butts. Now it's been the three of us up each other's butts probably the past. I don't know.
3 weeks?
Yes, 3 weeks. If you know, you know. If you don't know, don't worry about it, babe. Don't worry about it. But so last night we went to a fucking haunted house, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It
was not scary at all.
Yeah, I'm actually so shocked that Monica was the least scared, because was she not the one freaking the fuck out
literally,
right before?
Yes.
Like what they hyped up the ones. Is this like so loud?
No, you're good.
In Kansas City, there's some that are like, apparently people just have like anxiety attacks in them. And I was like thinking it's gonna be like that. And then we walked into this one. I was like, oh, what the fuck?
Okay, it was scary in my defense.
Yeah, you guys already know Monica is like the like most fucking overthinkish person you will ever meet. She is like the worst when it comes to overthinking, and. You should have heard Monica the whole time before we're about to. She's like, I don't really think we need to go. She's like, we're not going to go. Like, I'm going to get raped inside of the place.
I did not say that. I was just scared.
I heard it.
Oh.
Oh. Now he's starting to
believe you. They all believe you, Trixie. The crazy one.
Now, okay, let's get into this one. Let's get into that. Crazy, what do you think? Why? Receipts.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, you can't think of any. Next.
Yeah, but
Trixie's been. The video on my story right now from today.
Bro, okay, we're all like, I don't know what's in the air today, but we're all so irritated.
So
it's not even funny.
Where I was going with this was like last night we went. We already got off topic. Last night we went to the fucking haunted house. We didn't get back to the house until like, I don't know, 1:30-ish. And we literally stayed up. We wanted to watch a movie. We had some friends over, and we were just all kind of like hanging out. And as soon as you know, it's fucking 4 a.m. and we're not in bed yet.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And then Tristan and Mon had to wake up for like a Rise thing in the morning. And I ended up going with them. So we all had to wake up like semi early. And yeah, it was pretty fucking awful.
Now the reason for us telling you that is because bear with us because we're all a little bit delirious.
Like actually
might kill each other.
No, like something's wrong
today.
I think all
we don't really fight.
No, we don't fight.
I think the whole time like today it was just we didn't know what was coming out of our mouths
yeah.
The whole time. It was just like we just felt like we were in a fever dream. And I feel like this is life every day, but
as I said, my whole life is a fever dream.
I know that's the way I captioned the last podcast that I was like, this is just, you can't make this shit up.
No, you really can't. That's why I'm like, I really wish like people followed us with cameras sometimes.
Yeah.
And like,
we always say that we should have like a reality show, you know?
And people are probably like, oh, you're so conceited. You think you need a reality show? No, I really genuinely.
Fucking happens. The shit that happens to each of us. And then we come back and we're like, there's no way that.
And it's so funny because we like try to explain it to people, but you can't explain what happens because it's like you have to be there type of thing. because it's so like fucked. Like,
yeah,
like there's no way we're like actual human beings.
That's why I said
way.
I think life is a fucking simulation. I really think, yeah,
no, dead ass.
I really think so.
What's going on with all of us?
Yeah, today has been, I don't, like, I really have no words to describe today other than, like, me and Mon, we did not want to go to the gym at all, and then we ended up going, and I don't know, Mon, you had a good workout, you said?
I had a really good workout, surprisingly. Like, I was so tired, I took 2 scoops of pre, pretty much, and then I was, don't recommend, don't do that.
I do recommend.
I think all of us collectively had probably over 3,000 milligrams of caffeine, like, together.
Yeah, because... Let's see, coffee.
Yeah, I had three.
We all three had
coffee.
Energy drinks all day.
Yeah, I had pre. You had 2 scoops of pre.
I had coffee.
Do you have an energy drink today?
An energy. I had a ghost.
Oh my god, bro, why are we always like, oh my god, why is our anxiety so bad? And then you look back at it and we're like, doming 1,000 milligrams of caffeine a day, just like it's nothing.
I think
it's just for the taste at this point.
Yeah, literally that, and also. Like, it, like the part of my brain that gets anxious is still, like, active to caffeine, whereas the part of that wakes me up, like, is not reactive. So, like...
Oh, wait. Can we actually please pause? Monty told us that turkey makes her tired, and turkey is a tired meat.
Wait. No, that's a thing. There's, like, pheromones or
okay,
something.
Something's wrong with both of you guys. No.
You ever been to Thanksgiving? That's why you get so tired after Thanksgiving dinner.
I don't fucking
I'm
well,
dead ass.
You're literally
look it up.
It's turkey. What
There's
are you
pheromones
eating? Much
in
meat?
Turkey.
What about you go to Subway and you get a fucking turkey club
and then I pass out.
Yeah.
After.
Okay. What?
So many pheromones in it. Yeah.
I'm dead ass.
I don't believe this.
It literally produces like melatonin in your brain. It reacts with some other hormone.
Yeah, we were talking about sandwiches last night and Money's like, "Oh, I hate turkey. It makes me sleepy." I'm like, "What?"
Okay, I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't say I don't eat turkey because it makes me sleepy.
Well, I kind of, like, went on a turkey strike.
Bro, did you make signs and everything? outside of the fucking woods? You see fucking
no turkeys allowed.
Stop making me laugh because I keep wheezing. I don't know why.
You know, Monty, you actually kind of remember, you remind me of, like, those like,
no.
Chicken toys that go, like, you know? Like, if you squish
no.
it.
You are such a...
I feel like I'm so mean to Monica, and everyone listening to this podcast, like, the episodes that you've listened with Monica in it, you're probably like, wow, you were such a bitch to Mon, but
I
she's so used to
you
it.
You guys are lucky
we just
that
bully
I,
her.
Like, you guys are lucky that I take jokes very, very well.
Well, I you know, if people weren't mean to me, if my friends weren't bullying me, I would think they would hate they
or they're
me.
Fake.
Yeah,
yeah
or they're fake.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
So, like, I take it as a compliment. Like,
you guys,
Money, you're
there,
just
you
too nice.
You no, you but you have your fucking, you have your like
that's
moments.
I'll like, just like randomly be like,
yeah, but okay, if
call me a cunt, Mon, I dare you.
Do it. No, remember when Mac said that when I was, oh my god, Mac. Wait, can I tell the story?
Oh my god, we
can
have
I
like 20 different topics.
Can I tell the story.
Okay,
how
go.
Loud am I right
you're
now?
Good, you're good.
So Mac and I were walking out of the gym. This was probably like I don't know, like 5 or 6 months ago. And
what the fuck are you about to say?
And we walked by, like, it was Manny. It was, like, one of the, or no, it was, like, it was somebody that is so nice. No, listen. And Mac goes, oh, I think it was Ray.
Oh, is it?
You go, what's up, cunt? I was like, oh. I literally, like, because that word is so bad to me.
Mon will be like, I have the meanest thing to say ever. And she's like, please don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone. Please don't tell anyone. But that girl... I don't like her shoes.
Like no,
Monica.
I know when Monica is like pissed off, like raging mad when she texts me and she like when she says
she's such a cunt, like I can't stand her. Like
that's when I'm like, oh god.
Or she'll start it off. She'll start
it, bro.
She'll start it off with, bro. And this is the triple, quadruple text, bro, bruh.
I'm not.
I can't
gonna,
believe this,
bro. I'm not even gonna lie. I get like. Whilst Monica's working, I get like 30 bro messages
yeah,
a day.
No.
Like it's like I literally text her like all the time. I'm like, okay, what is it now? Like here we go
that's
again.
What I
like,
it's because
and
I have separation anxiety from you guys, so
okay,
I have to
period.
Keep the
yeah,
conversation going, you know.
But
yeah,
it's also
okay.
Like so like
open
out
chat.
Of the 30 bro messages, probably one of them is like. Semi like okay,
actually important.
Yeah,
yeah. Important. Monica's like, oh my god, bro, I just had a sandwich.
Yeah.
Like Monica. Wonderful, babe.
Yeah,
did it have
like
turkey in
it? You guys
are
going, you know? Well, I just like to see what you guys are up to. I like to know if you've got
people. I know. We do the same thing
every day. It's nothing new, babe.
Monica's very, very caring, and she's a very caring person, but she's so easy to make fun of because she just is so silly. You won't know if you live with her. Yeah. You don't know her tendencies.
No, it's because literally, like, you're just sitting there, and she'll be like, oh my god, you guys have something to tell you. I have something to tell you, and you cannot tell anyone. Please don't tell anyone, you guys. What, First of all, we only talk to each other. We don't have any other friends here. And then she's like, oh my God.
And then she makes
a big deal about it for 10 minutes and says it, and it's the dumbest shit.
No, ever. Or then she'll be like, sorry, hold on, let me eat my oatmeal first. Yeah, then I'll tell you guys. Put down the goddamn oatmeal, bitch, and tell me the story.
Oh my God, okay, enough.
Sorry, enough Monty slander. Sorry, done with Monty. We had a Monty slander for like a good 5 minutes.
That's just what I'm saying. Like, that's why I just want people to follow us around with cameras, because we don't get to show like all, like, people don't know what the fuck happens in our house. Like, people don't, like, people see our personalities on social media, but they don't see our full personality.
Like, yeah.
And it's, and first of all, we're so fucking funny.
Because like, you can talk on your story as much as you want, but like, no one's gonna know, you know?
I'm not trying to be conceited, but I think we are the three funniest people I have ever met in my whole entire life.
Mac on the stairs.
Oh my god, dude, my stab. That is just so sick. Mac was literally just pounding the stairs saying, get the gun. Get the gun.
Put the Glock to my dome, babe. I'm tired.
Someone get the M16.
If you guys at least watch Snapchats, add all of us. Well, no, don't add. Mac doesn't post on our story. Yeah, me and Tristan post like behind the scenes from our house.
I post my whole life on my Snapchat.
All right, that kind of sparked a question that I had about Snapchat. So obviously, like, Tristan and Monica are Snapchat fiends, and I literally could care less about that. I literally don't use Snapchat. Like, really,
which is so funny. Because
I maybe go on Snapchat like once a day or like twice a day, like, just to see like stories or whatever, but like, I literally don't talk to anybody because I think I went through that phase where I talked to a bunch of people and I was just like, this is tiring. Why do you guys use Snapchat all the time?
Well, I never went through that phase.
Just got the hold.
I used to have hoes.
Move on. Next question.
No, but like, when I was in high school and college, I was in that like 9-year relationship. I didn't go through a Snapchat phase.
I really think Snapchat is for the hoes.
Yeah.
If you're in a relationship, you don't use Snapchat, really.
Yeah, that's very true. When I was in my relationship, I never used Snapchat unless I was snapping my boyfriend.
When you were with your ex, did you use Snapchat?
Kind of. I don't really remember. But also, I peeped your Snapchat score and it's higher than mine.
Well, because I fucking used it like a bunch before. And I think it's in the past year I haven't really used it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, you're right. I do think the Snapchat be for the streets, for sure.
Like, once I got out of high school, I think I stopped using Snapchat.
Okay, you know who got... Tristan. I don't know what happened, but ever since I moved to... No, I don't know. Yeah, ever since I moved to Texas, I never...
Really? So you're like the opposite of me.
Yes.
Okay, wow.
Yes, so now... But I stopped really... Okay, the only reason I like to use Snapchat is because it's literally...
You don't know what the hoes are doing. You have to keep up.
I know, and I know. Okay, well, actually, let's preface this by saying I do not have any hoes right now, okay? We'll get into that. But, the hoes have been dropped.
Yeah, I want to get into that. Let's talk about it, Tristan.
No, wait, I'm just saying, I also, like, some bitches be lying through Texas. You could say, like, what are you doing? And they could totally lie, but through Snap, you see what they're doing.
I know, which it's kind of fun, but at the same time, it's like...
It's fun and fresh.
I'm just like, well, we're just sending pictures of our face.
Okay,
back
see,
and
that's...
Forth.
That's,
oh, well, that's a whole different, like...
That's thing. A different ballgame. That's... If some people...
Some people, like, won't have fucking conversations.
Listen to me. Men, right now, unless you're a girl that does it, too. If you're a girl that does it, it's literally stop.
Oh, Tristan, tell him. I know what you're about to say. Say it with your chest.
I'm just like, if you think you're having a conversation by just fucking sending pictures, blank pictures
eat
my ass, for real. Like, you deserve... I don't want to say you deserve to go to prison, but you people deserve to rot in hell, because that is the most annoying shit I've... How old are we? By doing that, what is coming out of that?
This is fucking face sign language.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like,
it's one thing. Like, okay, so I have. Like,
okay, Monty, of course, has something to say about this because I've seen Monica do this.
I know you're
okay, yeah, but listen.
Okay, what's your theory on this?
My take on this is that I have like friends on there that I like just like, well, everybody on my Snapchat's my friend that I talk to, I guess, but like there's friends that from the beginning I've Snapchatted like just pictures of my face or like funny stuff that I'm like doing, you know, or there's ones that I've like had conversations with throughout. So if like if you like,
there's no justifying this. I don't know where you're going.
Well,
with
like, so, like, do like, so, like, Mac and I don't.
Now that she's like second guessing what she I'm, just said, she's like,
you deserve to rot in hell. Actually, yeah, I think I knew. Yeah.
She starts the conversation immediately.
She's like, okay, yeah, never mind. You guys are right.
But no, what I'm saying is, I know that there's a time and place. I think like a one or two, like if you're having conversations with these people, one or two blank snaps out a day out of the conversation, fine. But like, especially the people like you ask a question and they just send back a
yeah, okay, that doesn't make any sense
to me. That shit is so annoying.
I think because a lot, also it takes like, I don't know, to me like Snapchat just feels so much more like, it takes so much more energy out of you to fucking use Snapchat versus like a text. Like a text, like I don't think twice.
I do agree with that.
Well, you know, Snapchat just like is continuing to get under my skin every single day. It pisses me off. The only thing I really truly do like about it is that stories posting on stories.
Yeah, I do post my stories, but I don't look at stories, but I like posting. Me either. Oh. And I get really mad when people don't look at my stories, certain people. Yeah. And I won't look at theirs.
That's so true. Like I like look who looks at mine, but I don't look at other people.
Unless I fuck with you. If I fuck with you and I'll watch your stories. I watch all my roommates and then a few people.
I know me and Monica have had like a discussion. We were like, should we both delete Snapchat? And I honestly was very, very close to doing it, and I still think I might. But I don't know. I don't know what's stopping me. I think because I don't want to, like, miss out on stuff. Like, I like seeing, like, you know, my friend's stories still. But I don't post and I don't talk to anybody. But I'm like, it's just a fucking waste of storage.
I also think, like, the people who, like, say, like, Snapchat ruins relationships are the people that are ruining their relationship.
Wait, why? What do you
mean? Elaborate.
Yeah. Because, like, you know how people are always, like, we have a couple friends that have said this. I'm not, they literally have said, like, we deleted Snapchat because, like, even Dylan. Dylan said he deleted Snapchat because it ruined his relationship. But I'm like, there's a way to be loyal and, like, there's a way to, like, just don't respond to people. Or, like, I feel like you're being sketchy if you think Snapchat's ruined. I don't know. I was like, if you're faithful or you're in a relationship, then...
Yeah, if you're treating that person right, then you actually you shouldn't have
any fucking app. That's like true. You just fucking be a normal, loyal human being. Yeah, like I don't know.
Because it's almost like you don't have enough self-control to control it.
It's the self-control.
So then you have to get rid of the temptations.
Mean,
you're like, you're doing the right thing, but like why do you have that? You're not with the right person if like your heart still wants to
You know, like when I was in my when I was in my relationship. Like, even my fucking toxic-ass relationship, I wouldn't respond to guys that would snap me because I was like, I, like, don't care to, you know? Like,
yeah,
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And, like, now, like...
She's loyal. She's a loyal one.
I'm also
She'd be loyal in the talking stages,
I'm loyal.
Too. I'm a little too loyal.
I'm very loyal in the talking stages, and I don't know if I'm in a talking stage right now. It's up in the air,
I am...
Well,
I had to go make things so complicated.
I'm staying loyal to my man that's not my man yet, but...
Tristan just said this to me today in the car. Actually, maybe it was yesterday. She goes, oh my God, Monica, like, I was watching this TikTok. Did you know that, like, oh, it was today. You were like, when you're going on dates with somebody, you're dating. I was like, oh my Lord.
Okay.
And I was like, Tristan, yes, like that is dating, but that is not like in a relationship.
Do you guys like going on dates, like dinner dates? I cannot.
No,
don't take me out to eat.
Don't take me to dinner.
Absolutely.
Don't take
me
to dinner.
I don't want to have to worry about if I have something in my fucking teeth the whole time we're talking.
Okay, this is why I was asking. I saw this TikTok. It was like, this is like the talking stage. If you are going on multiple dates with the same person, you guys are dating, like all this stuff. That's
TikTok
like,
don't have the truth all the time, Trixie.
Well, it had like 200,000 likes, so that was a little
valid. That's good enough. Good enough.
So it's true. That's what she says. You know what, Mon? I don't want to hear it.
But I'm just saying.
Monty's like, if WikiHow says that's how I get a boyfriend, how I get a boyfriend.
No, you are so. You know what, Mac? You want to fucking fight, okay?
Yeah, let's throw it out.
Can I finish what I'm fucking saying?
Well, hold on. Let me just say, I was talking about. Ew!
Tristan, take even burps like Tristan. Sushi. Oh, I'm gonna throw up.
Oh yeah, before this we just ate our body weight in sushi. So yeah,
but we're kind of pussies, dude. I don't know how the fuck. I told you guys last time we went to go eat sushi. I think podcast mom was on maybe the first episode.
Mom, we love you.
We literally like we ate like fucking what was it? I said 81 pieces of sushi.
Yeah, we had
in total the first. Remember when we went with Skylar? And we ate that many pieces of sushi. And tonight we like barely throw down anything.
Yeah.
I was like, what's wrong with our stomach? Wait,
before this one gets off topic. Okay, so like this is why I don't consider myself dating. Yes, I'm going on dates with this guy. But like, so like if someone asks, let's say I'm with him and someone asks like, oh, what are you guys? I'm not going to say, oh, we're dating. Yeah, you know? No, I'm not. I'm not going
to
say that.
Why are you going to say that? You don't want that to be old man?
What if you
say? Oh, 100%. This man, I would do anything to. Oh.
Okay, no. but what are you going to say?
Don't let this man
no, she would not do anything.
What are we going to call him? Can we give a name?
We're gonna call
Phillip.
Him Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, yeah, that fits. Yeah. Buzz.
His name's Buzz.
They're going to be like, oh, Buzz? Okay,
they're going to go through my following.
Buzz. You're not going to find him.
You're not going to find him. Mouth again. I think it's kind of, I've kind of like hard launched the talking stage, which is not good.
Well, that's true.
It's terrifying for me because I see you do it and then I get worried about it.
Yeah, because I always
Monty gets worried. This is what I get for saying my man too loud. But anyways, okay, if it doesn't work out, fuck it. But anyways, you guys, I am not going to sit there.
If it doesn't work out, fuck it. It's going to be depressed for the next.
Oh my God.
Dude, we've been through a little bit too many. Like,
this will be my fourth one. Like if
we've
this
seen
one
Trixie
fails,
down bad quite a bit.
When I fall hard. Okay, but
she's stumbling.
But like, let's just say you went on 2-3 dates with a guy. Okay, and you guys are together. You guys are sitting.
Well, wait. Together as in like you guys?
No,
are
like you guys are hanging out together right now, and I'm with you.
Okay. Wait. It's like a
yeah. You and
you're third wheeling.
Yeah, I'm third wheeling. Right, and let's just say Steven. His name's Steven, okay?
Okay.
All right, you and Steven are sitting right here. And I'm like, so what are you guys?
Why would somebody ask that?
This is a hypothetical.
Her stomach probably fucking dropped. Yeah, she's like,
oh, no.
Oh.
My stomach is not happy.
Oh, okay, well, so I want to go up to you, and you're with, but you guys have not talked about what you are. You haven't.
Okay.
You've just been on a few dates. And I go, what are you? What are you doing here? What are you guys doing here? And you say, we're dating.
I wouldn't.
That's
say
why
that.
I'm saying.
Okay, so
that's my point.
But if that was me, I'd be like, yeah, we're talking, or like we're like together. You just like together, you know, quote unquote, like
dude,
together.
Okay,
that's what I would say.
Like, what do you guys?
Or like,
say you guys wasting your time.
I don't
what?
Know. I've been in a situation like that, not like that exact thing, but like. Like where I would get like introduced to like other people, and he's like, oh, this is like my friend, blah blah blah. But like you know
dang,
that you're not like just friends, right?
That was a big gulp.
Whoa, did you say his name?
Oh, I didn't say.
No, I said that was a big gulp.
Oh,
no,
before that,
I heard it too.
I did too.
Am I
well,
his name
fuck.
Without even knowing?
Rewind from the top.
Wait, no way, I said it.
I think so. Sorry, Buzz.
Talking about that.
I heard it too.
I did too.
What did she say?
Love it. Run that back.
Run that back from
no,
the top.
fuck no, mom.
Fuck now. It's a hard launch.
Now I'm thinking about Buzz.
What would you say here? Let me. Theoretical situation. Okay, you're sitting there with Buzz Lightyear, and I come up to you.
Guy.
I'm your waiter. Or ew. Why do I say it like that?
Bro, Savannah just texted us asking if we want to end it out.
Oh no.
Absolutely not. My stomach would just vomit.
Wait, what did they ask?
Oh yeah,
give me some of that. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I'm totally kidding.
You better be.
I know.
Money. We remember that one Brazilian steakhouse dinner picture. Oh, sorry. Actually, it was the other restaurant.
No, it was the picture.
The after food picture.
Somebody. Oh, I put on my story. They sent me there. Like I was like, okay.
Did
I
you
opened
send the
it,
picture to them?
I opened it and there was like four like hideous. Oh my gosh, they weren't. Oh, they
Wait.
Were not. She put the word like these are my most horrendous pictures, but she didn't look even horrendous in them to me. Okay, she was beautiful, beautiful girl. But I was like, why'd you send me these? Like what? And then I was like,
you remembered.
Oh,
yeah.
Of course, I sent it.
Oh,
the double wide. But what were you saying? Okay, Tristan. So you're sitting there with Buzz Lightyear, and I'm your waiter, and I come up to you, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys are such a cute couple. Would you just like roll with it, or what would you?
I would see what he says.
Oh, you would just look at him. I would laugh. I would laugh and smile.
Oh, that's like kind of so awkward. Can you imagine? You're like, ha-ha.
I would.
What the fuck are we? What are we?
Okay, if that did happen, because ladies, please comment down.
Comment. This ain't going on YouTube, baby.
Can you DM me on Instagram or something? Yeah. I need advice. Like, when do you think you should ask a man, like, the dreaded, what are we? What are your intentions? What are we doing?
Trixie was on the verge of asking Buzz today, and she didn't. She didn't.
No, don't. They should bring it up.
What? The guy?
The guy never thinks of that.
Well, no.
They should.
Yeah. Guys should do a lot of things that they don't do.
Again, they're guys.
But I don't think that you should have to. Unless it's like eating away at you.
Yep, it is. Day in, day out.
That you're just kind of protecting yourself. You're like, okay, what are your intentions before this fucking gets serious and before I go to a mental hospital,
I'm one failed situation away from checking into a mental hospital.
I'll drive you there, Trixie.
Okay, period.
That's why, like, it's not even that it's this guy. Okay, it is that it's this guy. But if it was, let's just say it was a different guy too. I have been through so many dumb 1 month, 2 month, dumbass situationships, and I've never asked like, "What are we? What are our intentions?" Because I just assume. I assume like all like guys together, have the same. Right? Yeah. All guys have the same heart that I do and the same intentions as I do. Wrong. That's not the what it is because guys suck. But at this point, I'm protecting myself. I can't keep going through this.
How many dates have you and Mr. Buzz Lightyear been on? Counting the first
three. Three hangouts.
Three, right? It was three.
Yeah, three hangouts.
Okay. Counting that time. And then the dinner and then.
Yeah, but that, the first time was like, we were like snapping before and then we just met and I went home with him. But like, then after that we stopped.
Yeah, library. What happened after you went home?
I was making poor decisions, and I was like, someone get me the damn keys.
You know what this bitch said to me, too? I said, Tristan, I was going to take her regardless, because I wasn't going to let her drive drunk, but I was like, I might as well get something out of this. So I said, well, okay, I'll take you, but we're going to go to Dallas tomorrow. She goes, oh, yeah, anything. And the next day, she tells her friend that's in town, she says, can you pretend like you don't want to go to Dallas and tell her that you don't want to go so that I don't have to, but I'm not going to Dallas.
Monty goes, Elfriend, that bitch. She so promised mad. She would go. Yeah, I think that was, like, one of the moments I've seen Monty, like, pretty mad. Like,
yeah,
she was really
well, because
angry.
He lived, like, 40 minutes away, and this was, like, 3 in the morning, and, like, this is how down bad, this was, like, the start of the down badness, like, of, like, how much I fucked with him.
Yeah.
And that was... That's
that
when
is,
it started.
That's crazy. That's like 7 months ago, right?
I don't know how long ago it was, but and then we stopped talking for like a couple weeks, and then like we started talking again. But me
and Mon actually like approve of this guy. He actually came to the haunted house with us yesterday.
He's yeah, cool. They really like him.
We had approved. Like he was like he matched us in pretty well, and we were like, okay, Buzz, we're kind of fucking with you, right? And like and he's pretty handsome. He's a handsome boy, and I feel like a lot of the time when Tristan talks to a guy, she's like. Oh, he's so cute. And she shows a picture and we're like, Tristan, what is that on your phone? And like this one actually is, I would agree, pretty cute. And also usually Tristan's type is emotionally unavailable, blue collar country men that have mommy issues and severe attachment issues.
Yeah,
as
that
well.
Play games.
They play
games,
her,
yeah.
Her,
yeah. And so this one doesn't seem to do that quite yet. So I'm kind of like impressed.
Yeah.
Well, quite yet. Let's not speak too soon.
Yeah, let's not. That's what I say. That's what you guys were saying. My man.
Yeah,
too bad.
Fuck.
She likes the hog hunters.
Oh,
yeah, but he do be a hog hunter.
The duck.
I like him. I like men that like.
She like them all. The kill animals.
Yeah.
She like them.
Yeah.
Now, Monty's type. I think we've talked about this. Monty's type's douchebag fuckboy. But Mon, okay, so here's the thing with Mon, though. Here's the thing. Mon's like, I like, have some more Mon slander while we're at it. Why don't we? I go, Mon, you think this guy's cute? She's like, yeah, he's super hot, but he's not my type. I'm like, Mon, fuck a type at this point.
Yeah.
Monica, honestly, I wouldn't say she has like a full-on type, but there are, like, she wouldn't like countrymen, like, not like that, like, what
no,
Tristan's type is.
Matt, yeah, these two don't like countrymen, and I'm just like, have you seen?
I feel like me and Mon's type are, like, more similar. Yeah. That's why we can look out for each other, like, you know?
Yeah.
I'm glad that y'all bitches are hotter than me, so I'm glad you don't have the same type as me.
Oh, Trixie, you stop.
I would.
I know. We always hype each other up the most. We're like the biggest hype women.
I will say that we have a very attractive household.
We do, and I stand by that.
And it's not even looks too. I think if we were shitty people, I wouldn't say that, but. Me and Mon were talking the other day.
We got great personalities.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Me and Mon were talking the other day because Savannah was talking to us about. She was like,
Okay. Side note though, Savannah. I don't think we've mentioned her yet. That this is like Dylan's.
Oh, here's another situationship.
Yeah,
that
that's
we
another
don't know
situationship. That's
Dylan's
a little something.
Dylan's
I don't know.
Girl. We're gonna say Dylan's girl for now, and she's awesome.
Become, she's
yeah, she's super.
Girl.
Yeah,
she's our girl.
Yeah, she's becoming like one of our good friends now.
Yeah,
like,
we love her.
Yeah, she's really
but
sweet.
Like, okay, this might sound a little conceited for so if you need to humble us. But
no, please don't. Just
actually,
keep
yeah, don't
us
humble
the,
us.
It's fine.
No, let us believe it. This yeah, makes us feel good.
No, because this has happened multiple times. But like, I'm not joking you. Every new person, which I'm gonna preface this too by saying, like, I have never had as many friends as I do here in Texas, like. When I lived back in Iowa, Nebraska, I mean, I had friends, but it was, like, my high school friends or, like, just, like, not, like, I wasn't making new friendships.
I've only really had, like, one serious friend, shout out Sydney, back at home. Like, she's, like, the only person I've ever, like, told, like, a bunch of stuff to and, like, been close with. Other than now, it's you guys, too, you know?
But, like, moving to Texas, I'm, like, able to, like, create new friendships and, like, with, anyway, so, yeah, I'm just gonna say that. But, like, so Savannah was one of them, and she was talking to us the other day, and she's like, I literally have never met a more, like, welcoming group of people. Like, you guys are, like, so, so genuine, and, like, I actually think that, like, you guys care about me and, like, care what I have to say and, like, all this stuff.
Yeah, and
do,
it's, like,
we
don't get, like, even though, like, Dylan and her are, like, kind of, like, talking together, whatever the fuck, like, we're not, like, biased towards Dylan or biased towards Savannah. Like, it's very, like, we see both sides and we, like, are still, like, really helpful if, like, you know, they're going through something or whatever, talking to Savannah about it or talking to Dylan, whatever. We still keep it, like, super, you know, I don't know, what's the word?
Like, level, like,
yeah, neutral.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of nice.
I feel like as girls, too, like, you guys know how fucking mean girls can be. So, like, it's really, like, I don't try to make new friendships with the girls, but, like, I'm usually hesitant about it because girls are so mean.
Guys hate when girls say, yeah, guys are just so much easier to get along
with. Yeah. But, like, it's, like, true. Like, I mean, it really, yeah. They, no, guys do hate that.
I would say I probably have more guy friends than I do girlfriends.
Yeah.
But just being in the gym environment, that's probably why. Because there's mainly guys
in
the gym.
Wait, hold on. But getting back to that, like, Savannah was like, and I was like, that's like honestly, like, that is like the best compliment that we ever get, I think. And
well,
I was like, this every time someone comes here, they say the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, we have like our best friends, Gage and Carter, too. They said the same thing. They're like, I've never met like people like you guys. Like, I finally found like my home, my family. And like, that's been multiple people that say that. So, like,
it like says a lot of stuff about like our house. Like, we're very supportive of each other.
And I feel like people on social media can be so like shallow and like fake and like. And I guess I'm just proud to not be like that, you know?
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
Because I know people like that.
But yeah, and it sucks, like, you want to make everyone that comes, like, into, like, our house. Like, that's with anybody's
house.
It's
scary,
you know? Because we're all in the fitness industry. It's,
being intimidated.
Yeah.
I feel like when Dylan brought Savannah and, like when you brought Chase, for example. Oh!
Oh, hard launch. Fuck yeah. Buzz anymore. He's been leaked.
Hey.
Hey, Chase.
nothing to hear here.
God, you guys like freaked me out for a second. I don't remember what I was going to say.
Okay.
Hold on, what did
Money
I say?
Got startled.
What was I fucking saying?
We were talking about. You said when Chase.
Oh. Yeah, okay, so, like, when you guys brought them, like, you know, they're, like, significant, but, like,
we're dating.
whatever it is, yeah, you know.
No,
like,
I get.
No, no, they're not, they, yeah, I take back what I said, but anyways, they brought them here. I felt like you guys were, like, bringing them to, like, a family, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we're, like, getting our, like.
I know, and we all, like, I think, I don't know if I've talked about this before, but, like, we all have like roles kind of in the house. I mean, I think I've mentioned it ish. Like Dylan's the dad, Tristan's mom, you know, yeah. Monty's grandma. I think I was just a child.
She's, but she's like a grown, like she's like a grown, like she's like
I don't like the fact that like you're struggling to figure out what to call me.
Well, you're, I think I'm like, you're a child. You're like
I'm
a
like
baby.
The family pet kind of.
Yeah, let's go that.
Oh, you're like that. Never mind.
Just,
I can't
okay.
Say it.
Yeah. She's what like, is? Oh, here we go. This is exactly what I was talking about. Monty's like, I can't say it. She's like mean. She's like, and it's not even mean. She's like, you're like the. You're like the.
She's like the crackhead
sister.
She's a crackhead you can't look away from, and that you don't like. You like. You like.
So the hobo, a family hobo.
The family hobo. That makes me sound
like a failure.
No, what do they call those people that like that stay in homes, like abandoned homes?
Oh,
what?
Squatter. You're a squatter. You're a squatter, but we won't kick you out because we like you.
Oh, okay.
Mac is
like
it.
Sometimes we don't know what the fuck you're doing. Like, yeah. You just do whatever the fuck you want.
And
okay, that's kind of true, I guess.
Yeah. Sometimes Mac
we don't know
just
what's
like,
gonna come out of her mouth.
But the thing is about Mac that's, like, I can't, like, quite grasp is, like, she's, like, very... She's very smart, but she can also be very, very dumb and, like, spacey and, like...
Like, I think it's.
what are you laughing at?
I know this bitch ain't talking.
I think I am very book smart, but when it comes to like common sense, kind of like everyday knowledge, I lack that very
yeah,
much
yeah.
so,
that's
I think.
I would say lack is an
understatement. Mac is the last brain cell. I'm the, of course, the third to last year, the second.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think.
Wait,
you
wait,
just
wait.
Took that. You just
wait. No, wait. I'm the third. You're no. the second. You're the
At
second.
Least I'm the last. I like that.
I just want to like. Honestly, I'm gonna start. Okay, this is what we're gonna do, Mom. This is what we're gonna do with you.
No.
Every time she comes up to us now and says like, you guys, like
oh,
she starts the combo.
Yeah.
We're gonna record it. We're gonna record
it.
We
start a compilation
put it in a fucking playlist.
Now we're talking.
So then we remember them because like people are always like, you guys always say this stuff. Like I don't.
Yeah,
well,
like you never get on camera.
Yeah.
Oh, because Monty's like, put the phones down. Put the phones down.
Can't go anywhere. Just
do not tell anybody.
Don't tell a soul.
Do you promise?
And then it's literally like
I ripped my pants
yeah.
earlier.
I'm sorry that I have literal trauma from girls fucking backstabbing me, and like I'll tell them something, and then they tell people.
So
Mona,
you
why
think
I'm
we
like,
fake?
Hey, I didn't. We didn't. Hey,
so,
we didn't know about this. Trauma.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Now we're just finding out about this, Mona.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Okay.
We
you
never told
us. If you had a reason, then we wouldn't make fun of you so bad.
Oh,
well, I mean, it still makes fun of you.
Now you're gonna trauma dump on us on the fucking podcast.
Wow, kind of gaslighter. God.
Us look bad. Absolutely not.
Canceled. Monty Rojas Fitness. Next, you're kicked.
No.
Oh. Easy, bro.
Here we go again. Monty can't even breathe correctly.
She's also like all the right. girl. I called her the girl who cried wolf because. Like,
why?
Oh my god! This morning.
This morning, she was freaking.
Dude,
I'm not gonna say why she was freaking because there's a really dumb reason.
Yeah, I was upstairs. Tristan was downstairs. Monty's
she,
in like Dylan's bathroom downstairs.
Let's just say she's shitting in the bathroom.
I am not.
Monty does a scream. I've done it before to like for an example.
Like
she goes like this.
And she goes, you guys. Come in here yeah. right now.
And she's on the toilet, and so I'm thinking, okay, like something must have like
wrong.
Really, yeah, like she really must have gotten like I don't know, like
did she fall in?
I know.
Bro,
I was like, did her
bad.
Coochie? Did something bite her coochie? What was going on in there?
So Max right. sprints from upstairs. I sprint from the couch.
Yeah, I'm like Tristan, slow down. I'm like sliding down the stairs, hitting my butt on
the
stairs.
And this fucking bitch had the audacity to say the dumbest shit ever, and I'm just like. Are we joking?
I said, you just made me do fucking cardio to come see
oh,
you. And she's
terrifying.
Like.
It was terrifying. God. It was. It was a big deal.
You cannot make this shit up.
I really would love to know, like, what an actual, like, big, huge deal is to you. Because
yeah.
I think the
deals.
Stuff that's, like, actually a big deal, Mon doesn't, like, doesn't
yeah,
make a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's literally, yeah.
Hey, you got your exercise in. Okay. Hey, no, wait. You know what? What happened as soon as that happened, though? What you did going up the stairs, huh? What'd you do?
What?
You start screaming.
Yeah, because I was
yeah.
so fed up with today, man. I just wanted a gun to my head, and I wanted this to be the last day I ever was here. That makes me sound suicidal, but so be it. If the shoe fits.
What? And the shoe fit today, baby. What? Size 9.5 fit perfectly.
That glass slipper was glass slipper, baby.
What? Oh shit. Yeah, I don't know what was up with us today. Wait, but
I don't even think
I should have just fucking took the whole like bottle of hydros today and
well,
just
my
called
God,
it.
Mac.
Someone's gonna report us.
No, Mac was like the other day.
Hey, the suicide hotline, someone comment down below.
Mac was driving and she was like, oh my God, I wonder what like why do people get addicted to hydro?
You already talked about this in the last one.
She was like, I kind of want to take them, like, before I... Oh, and then today she
you
goes, I kind of want to take... Oh, no, you did it again today.
Oh,
she
I
goes,
did.
I kind of want to take, like, 3 hydros before I go lift. So I was like, Mac, what the
this
fuck?
Is, no, this is yesterday, and I fucking took
you
ibuprofen instead. Oh, maybe
oh
it was
God,
today and yesterday.
Drinking.
That's what I was going to say. Shit. I haven't touched them, though. I have not touched them since I got... Well, no, I have touched them.
Actually, I touched them Monday.
Last night
Tuesday.
To go to sleep.
How long have we been on this?
40 minutes.
Oh, we need to like actually talk about something because we've been laughing and like not making any
hey,
sense.
We talked about Snapchat and we talked about what you refer to guys.
Yeah, dating.
Like your guy friend. Yeah,
yeah.
Like dating.
We never concluded any of those though, so like nobody understands.
Open ended. It's open ended. Up to your imagination, babe.
Yes, yeah.
I
use
whatever
your imagination.
You, between, I think you can date multiple people, but obviously like not be in like a relationship.
I got this good question today. I mean, it was supposed to when I put the Q&A thing on my story. Uh-huh. It was supposed to be for me, but I was like, this needs to go on the podcast. So I was like, it was a good question, and I said to you in the car, Mon, do you remember what it was? It was like, do you think love is a feeling or it's a choice? And do you think, or have you ever been in love?
Oh boy.
Or like basically. Like,
you share
and like, do you think like love is fake and
we'll
stuff like that?
I
guess okay. So, here's how I see this, and also the fact that keep in mind I've only been in one serious relationship, and this man has fucked me over quite a few times. I've never talked about like actually like my past on my podcast yet. I don't think. All I've talked about is how I'm severely lonely right now. But but so I dated this guy for 3 years. I would say it gets like on and off for like 3 years because there was times where we did break up. But he fucked me over so hard. Like he cheated on me like probably I would sit 3 times maybe. And it was the end. It ended by I was just like obviously I was like fed up. But I kept like taking him back. I was a dumbass and kept taking him back and stuff. And that's probably been like 2 years since we've broken up. So I've been single for like the past 2 years. So it's kind of been nice. I've been like learning how to be on my own and stuff. But he was like the only guy I could say that I like loved, like actually. And I don't know. I feel like, sometimes I feel like saying you love someone is almost kind of feels like a pressure thing at the beginning. Like if they say it before you, you're like,
yes.
Oh, maybe I have to say it back, you know?
Because you don't want
to
make them feel bad.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, I know. Because I think he said it first whenever we were dating. He said it first. And I think at the time I was like, I don't really feel that way yet, but I'll just say it just because I was like, I don't want to like make things awkward, you know? And so I feel like, I think going back to the question where it's like, is it it's a choice or like a feeling? Was that what I said?
Feeling like, or a choice, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, honestly, I feel like at that, I think it depends on the situation because I feel like it was a choice in that situation that I could have, like, I was just, like, choosing to say it even though I wasn't actually feeling it until later on in the relationship, you know?
Yeah.
Which I don't know if that is bad. I don't know.
You made the choice that you were going to love him at some point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go. But, yeah, so, I mean, I've been in love, but just, like, with one guy, I would say.
Do you think that... Oh, actually, okay, why don't we all answer it, and then I have a question.
Okay.
I would say... I don't know, this is hard, because I... Both me and Monica, we've been in fucking long-ass relationships.
I haven't really, like, really gone in depth, cause just because I really don't give a fuck to give
Yeah, I know.
Depth.
That's why I don't, like, I'm so over it now. I really don't
care.
You live and you learn.
Yeah, I was in a 9-year relationship from high school to college, and it was, like, extremely toxic. Like, one of those, like, off-on breaking up. Like,
I think me and Tristan's exes were, like, the same person just reincarnated.
Yeah, literally. Like, they should be besties right now. Because it was, like, extremely terrible. Like, cheated on, lied to, used. Like, I was treated like absolute shit. But
But I stayed with him because I really thought I did love him. I don't want to say I knew what love was, like, in high school. Like, I think that's just bullshit. Like, no one really – like, you're too young to know what, like, fucking love was. And he was mm-hmm. my first, like, serious relationship ever. So, like, of course, like, I thought I was in love. And then, like –
and that's how I think, too, like, looking back at my relationship, I was, like – I still am young, but like I'm saying, like I was even younger and still saying that, but I think I didn't really know, but like I was just like, I do really, really like him. Yeah. So it's like, you love him, you know?
Yeah. So then like, I feel like as I got older and then like we got to college and I was like, I mean, like I think love is like different for everyone, but I mean, like I was like waking up thinking about this guy. Like he was on my mind 24/7, like, I really, really did love him. And I think if I didn't love him, I wouldn't have stayed with him. No one would stay with anyone if they're not in love with him for, like, what I went through. But
I think the one thing about relationships like that, like, pissed me off because, like, you're so blind. Like, no matter how bad they treat you, you're still going to be like, oh, I love them so much, you know?
You hold on to, like, you're like, oh, yes, today's bad, but, like, think but they the
do, that's exactly what I used to do.
Yes. And I'm just like, so that's what I would cycle. Always, and that was like, that's like my heart for like that, like people don't have the same heart as me, and I've slowly grown to like learn that. But like, again, now I don't even know, like, you guys know, I'll literally be like, I'll meet a guy the night, and then the next day
she texts us in the group chat.
Guys, I love this guy. Like, obviously, it's a fucking joke, no, but it's like,
says, I found the love of my life.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, and I just think people nowadays definitely use the word way too quickly.
Yeah,
they don't really give it time. But like, I feel like in the moment,
it's so easy to throw out. Because if you really, really like the guy, love is the next thing you think of. You're like, oh, I love him, but not like that. I just love him. I love his personality. I love being around. I like his presence, kind of thing. Yeah. You know.
And like the last guy, the Connor guy, he would like he said love, like he said I love you, like to me. I'm not.
He
joking.
Did.
Yeah,
that was like a month.
We were talking for a month and a half. You guys never met this guy ever. He would always say like I love you.
Yeah, he lived literally halfway across the country.
Literally 2,300 miles away.
They never even took. They never even FaceTime.
Never FaceTime. Never talked on the phone. Never met. And this guy was like, and of course I said it back just because I was like, fuck, like I like actually don't mean it, but and I didn't think he meant it because who would say that? Like,
yeah.
And I found out he's a fucking gaslighting narcissist, so it makes sense now. So, but yeah.
So do you think it's like a choice, or it's like
I think it's feeling? I think it's a choice at first, like you said, you know, and then eventually it's definitely a feeling because I don't know. I'm a fucking lover.
Do you think you'll be in love again and get married and have babies?
I fucking better be.
Well,
I better be in love by the holidays.
We want a lot of things, Trixie.
I know. I never get what I want, so.
Keep on wishing.
I love my baby doggy, and that's all I need.
That's all she needs. Take a wicket.
What do you got for us?
Money, spill the beans.
Spill the tea. Do I think that love is... Wait, what you had?
You said you had...
I said it was a choice at first. A choice at first, and then a feeling. Like... But, like, I think now I'm grown enough to where I wouldn't say
I love you if I don't mean it. Like,
okay.
Like, so if a guy was,
I think so, too. I'm at that point where I'm, like, if someone were to say it to me, I would be mature enough to be, like,
I would be, cool. Like, I would be, like, because.
Nice.
I would because.
Would you say I might at some point, but I don't right now?
Yeah, what do you say to that? If someone says, like, I love you first. Right now, like, so if Buzz texts, fuck it. If Chase texted you right now and said, I love you so much, what would you say back to him?
That's really hard because I'm really, like,
I really do like him.
I really like him at this point. So, but, like, I think I would say because I value you and because I like you and care about you so much, I'm not going to lie to you and say it back just because you said it to me.
Yeah.
And then, and be like, but I can definitely see myself loving you at some point. But
yeah, that's a good answer. I think that's a very good answer, So, Mon, what were you going to say?
So, you said a choice, and you said...
Choice.
I said both. Okay.
Yeah.
Of course, my answer is going to be the complete opposite.
That's okay. Let's hear... I want to hear, like, what you have to say.
Quickly, I think that it is a feeling, but that you can choose, like, how to love somebody. So, like, it's, like, if I don't, like, you can't, like, help how you feel, you know? Like, you're going to feel the way you feel. I always say, like, feel the way you feel. Because however you feel is, like, always valid. there's reasons for it. And if you like feel a certain way towards somebody, then you can like, you can at the end of the day choose like what you're going to do for that person. So like, I would go the opposite route and say that it is a feeling. Like, I can't help if I hang out with somebody and then like we start dating and then I really like them and then all of a sudden I realize I'm like, oh my gosh, I love them. Like, I'm doing the most for them. Like, I loved them and then I'm choosing to like love them correctly, like from that point on. You know?
I think I agree with that too. I really don't think, I don't think it's like a wrong or right answer in this question, honestly. Yeah.
No, there's not. It's really just an opinionated question. But yeah. Okay, this would be like a yes or no question, but I was gonna say, do you think if you love somebody and then you've like, let's say, break up and then you're like, oh my gosh, I don't love them anymore, do you think you ever loved them in the first place, or do you think that
I've been in that situation before, but I haven't actually. So I, okay, because it was like one of the times where I don't remember who it was. I don't know. This might have been Ben, the crazy fucking guy that I told you had the anger issues. I thought he was going to punch me in the car one time because I said I didn't want this to work anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he said, I'm pretty sure it was like maybe a month into talking or something. And I never actually dated him, but I talked to him probably for like 2 months or something. And he was like, I think he told me he loved me. And I said it back just because I felt bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then I was just like, I froze up. I didn't know what to do. And then like, and after we stopped talking, I was like, why the fuck did I tell him I loved him when I literally, I think back and I'm like, I just said that because he said it.
Young,
yeah. Which I know, I think a lot of it has to do with maturing too. And I think I'm in a completely different headspace than I was when I, I'm like a totally different person now. Like when it comes to like relationships and viewing, because I remember in that 3-year relationship that I was in, like I was super jealous, super I think I could be manipulative. Like I was like,
because he made you that way
yeah,
too.
Yeah, because of the shit that he did. So yeah. I kind of felt controlling, but I had reasons for the way that I felt about it. And so now I don't even look at relationships like that at all. Like I would be so like scared because I was so insecure because of things that he would do, you know? So I feel like I had no choice but to be worried. Yeah, because I didn't trust him. I didn't trust him at all. And so, like, now, like, I used to be so scared of, like, him, like, going to parties or whatever, and, like, without me and, like, mm-hmm. having girls and
that's
stuff.
That's how I was.
Yep. And now if, like, my significant other wanted to go to a party, I'd be like, yeah, fuck it. Go have fun, you know? Like things like that. Like, I can't imagine, like, being so jealous anymore. Yeah. I guess it's because of the fact that, like, the next person that I do date is, I'm not going to let fuck me over like that. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
I think.
Mac doesn't feel something. She, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think you guys probably picked up on that too, because I mean you guys have probably seen me talk to like I guess one guy.
Yeah, but I can just tell like but you yeah. would do that again. Like,
yeah, yeah. I feel like I'm just very straight to the point and blunt about like a lot of things. So I'm just like I always put myself first, so I'm like, if it's not good for me, then I'm not gonna continue it if I'm not 110%.
Yeah. I think going off of like your question of love, like do you think you actually love them? I think I stand by this. I thought the same thing in high school, college. I stand by there's a difference between loving someone and being in love with someone.
Ah, okay.
With my ex, I was in love with my ex. I know for a fact. But like towards the end is when I, like
you,
3 months
you're
before.
So, you're like almost done before
yes,
you even cut
yes,
it off. That's
three
how
months,
I was too.
Yes,
yeah.
3 months before the breakup, I was falling out of love with him every single day,
exactly
emotionally detaching
was,
myself
yeah.
from the relationship. And so, like, by the time I broke up with him, I told him, I was like, I am not in love with you anymore. And till this day, I mean, we've been broken up for 3 years. I mean, I was with him for 9 years. I will always love the guy. Like, I will have love for him, like, all this
yeah.
stuff. But there's, like, once I fall out of love with you, there's no going back. Like, you can't get that back.
I can, like, detach myself like that. Like,
yeah.
No matter, like... I mean, I think the 3-year relationship, that was a little bit different. Like, I had a harder time getting over him. Like, it took me, like, a full year to be like, okay, I'm finally, like, ready just to, like, move on. I didn't ever really think about him anymore. And, like, it took me a while to, like, get over him and, like, be fully, like ready to, like, just move on with everything. Okay, this is me speaking from the future. This might sound a little different. But the next section you're about to fucking hear sounds like it was taken underwater in a toaster. So I really hope the last like 20 minutes of this episode doesn't piss you guys the fuck off. And I hope that I don't find you guys hanging outside my backyard on a tree. So with that being said, enjoy this next section. It sounds like ass cheeks, but just be prepared. Say I warned you.
Like when it came to like talking stages, I guess because I haven't had like a successful talking stage since the breakup. Same. So it's been so easy to just like detach, like, right, because I guess I'm usually the one that breaks things off. I never get broken off with.
Yes, she's that.
I'd be heartbreaking, yeah.
Damn it.
Fuck.
How feel living yeah. mine?
You hate to hear it.
You hate to hear it.
But, like, most of the time, I'm, like, not 100% about the guy. So, usually the guy's upset. And then after, like, literally right when I do it, I'm like, oh, I feel so much better now. Like, it feels more of a relief than it did, like, a sadness thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's funny because well, Trix is on the other side. So, like, right Tristan's, decision. Like, the boy in my situation.
Yeah, fuck you.
Sorry.
Fuck you for breaking my heart.
What questions do you want? I'm the heartbreaker. I'll help you explain.
Well, my thing with it,
you get a lot of different perspectives. I feel like you two are opposite. I'm in the middle.
Yeah.
But my
yeah,
thing
very.
With it is, like, I, like, don't get me wrong. I fucking.
I think because Tristan falls hard.
Yes, I was going to say, when I fall, mm-hmm. I fucking fall hard. But, like, give me, like, I know my fucking worth. I think we all know our fucking worth. And I know what I bring to the table. I know how, like, awesome of a fucking girlfriend mm-hmm. I would be. And I know, like, so, like, and I, God's plan, I'm, like, 100% with God's plan. So, yes, I get fucking very upset, very sad when, like, guys leave me on for, like, months, weeks, whatever. Yeah. Because, like, I'm,
think
like,
where,
I think
where
they
go
heart.
Wrong is where they give you so much hope in the beginning.
Yeah, love bomb.
And, yeah. And, I mean, I think I've only done that. One guy, and you guys know what guy that is.
Yeah.
I, well, because I did like him. I did like him up until, you know, like a month in, and I was like, you know what? You find more about the you find more out about the person, and you're like, I don't know if that really is for me. And yeah, it hurts the other person, and I feel awful for fucking doing it, but like.
Well, I think there's a difference between you and men.
Okay. What,
your so intentions when, aren't.
Well, yeah, and I don't come on, I don't feel like I come on, like, super strong
yeah.
as it is, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't feel like how men would do, like, oh, I want this with you, like, literally within the first week of talking
yeah.
or whatever,
and,
you
like,
know?
I feel like most men, like, they know, like,
they're,
they
like,
know.
Manipulating
Yeah, they're
manipulating
yeah.
They're,
like, I really don't.
I, feel like
I don't
me,
see a future
just,
with this bitch at all, but I'm just gonna play
yeah.
with their feelings because yeah. I think it'll be funny, and I'm bored, and
you know what?
Okay,
hold
I think
on.
Tristan's taste in men is a little twisted, and I think that might be
hey,
she's a bad reputation.
I made a whole
men.
TikTok about this, though, because I have a bad taste in men? Terrible. I know. It's so bad. But I don't know that. I don't know that. They're terrible people
yeah,
until
you
like
get
3 weeks
them
in
more.
Until I'm
yeah.
already attached. And then I'm like,
no.
fuck
I
you.
Guess, I guess because you fall so hard, me and Mon don't really fall that hard
that's
quick.
That's true.
So I think that's where the difference is, because like I could be like, oh my god, this guy is so fucking hot, but I'm not going to like fall for him like
yes.
within only like just a few weeks
okay
of talking.
That's where
yeah.
we're different
that's the difference,
but also don't get it twisted, because the thing with me is if something happens or you show me that you're not the guy you are, or you break things off or whatever, yes, I'll be upset. Give me like a day or two to literally just be sad about it, and then I'm back
yeah.
like I
I'm back
yes. bitch, like I don't give a fuck, like you're like honestly you're lost.
Monty, what like, do you have to say?
I have
like
to
you
say,
have some
okay,
to say.
So you made it, you made, and I get, I'm not defending men, okay?
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
I hope to God you're not.
Okay, but I'm saying what I think happens is that there is a lot of different types of men out there, and there's some that care a lot about, like, others, and then there's some that don't, but they don't see what's wrong with that, because they just care. Because
they're narcissists.
About
themselves.
And so when they go into something, they don't take into account, like, oh my gosh, this could be, like, really serious for this girl. They're thinking
yeah.
about, like, is this what I, like, they're thinking about themselves,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Wait, but
whereas
I do that,
guys,
because I take in account, like, myself, I feel like, first
yeah,
before.
Yeah, but you don't lead guys on.
Yeah, I don't really
saying,
talk to guys.
All I'm trying to say, in the long story short, is that I don't think that there are many men that actually go into something like, oh, I'm going to pretend to like this girl.
Yeah,
girl.
Yeah.
Except
I
all the guys
think,
that I've been.
I don't think that's their, yeah.
realize that you
are
so
as down
much.
Bad as,
yeah.
yeah.
And they're like, okay, this is on the same page. Like, or they're not even thinking about
yeah.
how you feel, because they're just
I think I see what you're saying.
Yeah. But I don't think their intentions are necessarily bad.
To fuck you over. Like, yeah.
Except Connor. Fuck you. Oh,
bro. Connor deserves to be in hell.
Yeah, you literally actually. You fucking short ass. You're like 5'6", dude. Oh, my God. Absolutely not.
Fucking dick.
Anyways, this fucking
I told you he was a red flag. Tristan doesn't listen to me. I've been
what is, okay, you don't listen to me either, bitch. I have one more topic before we wrap it up. Okay. What do you think your red flag is? Your number one red flag.
Probably falling too hard. I'm gonna be like one of those like narcissists being like, I can't ever say one bad thing about me. It's my really big heart. And I really care really
and my
hard.
Really fat ass.
And my fat
that
ass.
That just catastrophically really chokes every man that
every
I win.
Every man and double, makes a guy every single double take every time he looks at me. And my really good, no.
Your true red flag.
I think my true red flag. I feel like it's hard thinking of your own red flag. So yeah, okay, I'm going to say something. So
or we can tell each other. So
yeah,
that
that's
would
what
be
I'm
easier.
Yeah, because
like,
I can't.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Fucking perfect. I can't think of a red flag. This is a joke. If you take this seriously, fucking
take a chill pill.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Think about joke, not
wait,
a dick.
I don't
no,
know,
it's
Max.
Whoa.
What's that saying?
To choke.
No, what's that saying?
Choke on a dick.
No, it's
choke.
Oh, it's a joke, not a dick. Don't take it so hard, or something like that.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
Yeah, I'm not too old for you.
Yeah, maybe.
I really, I'm not just trying to be nice. I really don't. I really
Money.
Don't think that you guys
Money.
Have red flags.
For one minute, be mean. Be mean.
I don't think that I would date both of you if I was. Oh. If I was.
Well, okay. Guy. Now we're gonna flip the script here. You
oh,
told me you would
still
date
she's
me.
She's still going back to this. Oh my.
I asked. Okay, I already yeah, talked about see. This. How I asked Monty if she would date me if I was the last lady on the earth, and she said no. And I
what
took it to
reason?
Heart, and now she's saying she'll date me.
Because
so what? Make up your mind, Monty.
I can't make myself be like that with you.
You're like all these men out here playing with our emotions.
Yeah, Monty, just like all the rest. No.
You guys.
Me saying that might literally fucking break all the hearts.
I don't think. Yeah. I really don't think that either of you have a red flag.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't think I can't think of red flags
for you. I think that
you
are both in
an
ideal
falling
situation.
Too hard is definitely Trixie's. That's the only one that I can think of.
Yeah, and I'll
but
take
that's
that.
Not
I'll take that any day.
But
that's
that,
not a red flag.
It's
though.
A red flag for me because I can't protect myself.
Yeah. I think and weak at weak, like not okay, not like in a bad week of
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
Emotionless, like emotion weak, but like in the fact that like you give your heart too easily.
Yes, yeah.
In a thing, in a sense. So like, just knowing that balance of like how much to give people that actually deserve it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Once
yeah.
I fucking find that balance, it's over for you, bitches. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. I agree with that. I think Tristan overgives in the very beginning, and then people take that for granted. Like,
yeah.
People
yeah.
like don't appreciate it the way
yeah.
it should be.
And I think that's similar to Monty's yeah. red flag too. I would say.
Yeah.
You do that too. You care a lot. She cares. She cares a tremendous amount.
Like even for people that like
that are. Awful to her, she still cares about.
Yeah.
So she's just a super kind person.
Yes.
And
that
gets taken
for
granted. Yep. Period.
And that's why people. That's why people just walk over you because.
I just gave myself the
ick.
Why did we say
that? Yeah.
That's the same time.
People do not. No. Let me correct that. People do not. I really don't think I will not let somebody like repeatedly walk all over me.
Well.
I think you just have an interjection.
I'm getting better and I'm tolerant of
you
probably too much.
You are getting better.
But
I think the thing is with that is like you're like I'm getting better. You talk to them about the issue, but then it goes right back to the same thing. Now you're looking at me like, "Yeah, well, she just that's right."
It sucks because I know I know.
I mean, it's
I
not gonna
to
happen
don't
overnight.
Like to, like,
I don't like
being mean.
I know you
yeah.
don't like being mean.
Yeah,
I think that's your red flag. You're too nice.
Too nice.
Too
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
You're just the sweetest human, and you can't be mean.
Fine, I'm gonna be a bitch.
Yeah,
man.
That's what you gotta do.
Yeah, you
gotta
go
let him know.
You go call that man a cunt. Say it with your chest, baby.
With your chest. Like you mean it.
Enunciate. Yeah, she can't do it. Don't make me do this.
Okay, anyways, so
I have a red flag? Can I have a red flag? I just want one.
Max, yours isn't a red flag.
That sounded a little bit.
Max is.
That's not a red flag.
Maybe it's a little red. Pinkish.
Okay, you know what, Mac? If I had to give you one, I would say that it is. That you. Oh my god, I don't
know. I really don't.
I can't really think of. I think it'd be.
I'm a walk of green flag.
I would. Is that what we're getting at? I would maybe feel like maybe. Maybe
I don't know. I feel like
my I want to say like not giving a fuck.
Yeah,
like,
I'm.
Like just that's what not I was trying to like, think but like I say, it's
like cold hearted.
Cold hearted. There it is. There that's the go. Word.
Yeah, Max is a little bit numb. But
yeah, numb.
But she's not.
Damn.
But
like, oh, Mon's told me that before that she thinks I'm just like. You've told me this before, where you think I'm, like, mysterious almost.
But let me
like,
say,
I don't have, like, feelings.
Let me tell something. Tell me.
That
me,
sounds like a psychopath.
Let me tell you something.
Wait, yeah, Max is serious.
No, no, let me tell you what, because this guy,
that would
guy,
explain the OCD
we
thoughts.
All know this guy.
Anyways. Yes, Tracy.
Not my guy. Not my man. My man that isn't my man. Your man that isn't your man.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, right.
I think if he lived here for all the right reasons, you would not be numb. You would show that you care, and you would show that you actually
think,
do give a fuck.
Yeah, probably. I don't think you guys have seen me give a fuck about a guy.
And no, I
and
haven't.
I think
and I think this guy would.
I think this guy would bring that out of me. Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I would agree. I would agree. And I think it would because it's if I like the guy enough.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's yeah, but
yeah,
yeah.
So I would say we're pretty fucking good ass people if our red flags are basically green flags
I think
too. Oh, I know what my red flag is.
Your red flag?
Yes.
All right, hit me with it.
I think to a lot of I know for all of us. I know all of us. Wait, I'm so excited.
Oh
okay.
My god.
I know what it is.
I've never been
what is
so
it?
Excited to give
what
myself a red flag before.
What is it?
What is it? I know it's so obvious.
Okay, so
okay,
what
say
is
it. You guys, this is a little glimpse of what she does when she
we didn't even need to record that one.
Oh my
you guys
god.
Just saw it. Oh my god.
Okay.
Say it!
We're all on social media.
Oh, yes.
That is a huge
bro,
to
yes.
a lot of people.
Yes,
yeah.
Our following. Our following count too.
Trixie, okay. Trixie's, I wouldn't say, only because. I guess because I know that you're following all, like, all women, you know?
Yeah,
but when it comes to me, all my fucking comments are men.
That's,
so I'm like,
okay,
that looks like sketch.
That is fair, but, like, when I did, like, the question box thing, like, when I did, like, what is so intimidating,
mm-hmm.
I got, like, literally, like, 30 answers of
oh,
guys saying, like, you have 107,000
oh,
followers. Like,
yeah,
that stuff, like. They're like,
oh,
they're like, I'm not gonna fucking fuck with you, like, cause you're
oh.
like, they're like, you probably have so many
wait,
guys in your DMs.
That that reminds me because I've like,
wait,
okay,
I have
so,
to say something too after
okay,
you. After
okay,
you.
So like, some of my friends at the gym, like, will be like, oh, you have like this many followers. I'm like, I don't even care.
I was yeah, that's
I was, like,
exactly.
I just started my account because I wanted
but,
to start my account. And
but people
out.
Don't, people say don't think that way.
Exactly.
But like,
yeah,
when you see someone, when you like say like, let's just say like a random guy. You're like, oh, he has 220,000 followers on Instagram. I'll never have a chance with him. He probably has so many girls in his DMs all day. That's
my
what guys think about.
My DM's about dry as fuck.
I was going to say, y'all should see our DMs. It's not even.
They're like, titty pig.
Or like, 7-year-old, like, Pakistani man saying, you are so beautiful. I would give you the world. Yes, and nudes.
I got in the question saying, porn.
What the fuck is wrong with people? Actually, like, why are you, oh, you sick.
They're like, can we arm wrestle? That's what I get.
Why would I respond to that? Somebody literally told Mac that they wanted to put her head on a stick.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a little. It's
they
a little
said they
want to
chop my head off and put me on
it's
their wall.
It's giving
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Just a little bit.
I get like, I feel like I get a lot of creepy DMs like that.
You get like serial killer.
Yeah, which
yeah, Mac,
is a little
like,
scary.
I don't want to be around her because if someone. I'm just kidding. I'll protect
what?
You. It's okay.
It's
okay.
I can protect myself. This is why I'm lifting because it's why I can beat people up.
If I was a serial killer and I saw you walking through a Walmart and your delts were out, I would not fuck.
See, that's what that's why people call me crazy, like for saying I'm scared to get kidnapped and no one's gonna touch me. Men will do anything to grab you and get you.
Yeah,
I'm like, I can't do anything. Yeah, I can. Yeah, I'm strong, but I can't do. I don't know how to fight.
You just piss on them. That's what you're supposed to do.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You gotta piss on them.
Good idea.
But but that is definitely a red flag for each of us. Because
I can see that now that you explain
that'd
it.
Be an issue. Like, not an issue, but like, well, actually.
Just
kind
of like
a
standoffish
kind
of thing.
He'd be like, why'd you have to post that? Like, you know, like, and I'm like, because I feel good. I worked.
Yeah.
Good.
But I didn't know your ex did that.
Wait, but
sometimes.
I also think that comes with, like, guys being insecure.
Oh, yeah, my fucking,
you
my pussy
I mean?
Ass ex was so insecure. I wasn't even on social media yet either. Also, this is the motherfucker that never liked my Instagram pictures or anything. He never liked anything.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, he... every time I would post a selfie of myself that I thought I actually looked good, he would text me and be like, why do you feel the need to put pictures like that on social media? Or like,
why do you feel the need to try and feel pretty?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dumb bitch, you're ugly.
And this motherfucker never, like, maybe he called me pretty once a month. Anyways, and if I put a swimsuit picture, he would text me and he'd be like, you know my family follows you on social media, yeah, right? Like, shit like that.
I think a lot of it does stem from insecurity, and we could probably go on and on.
Like, sorry, you can't a fucking baddie.
I know, if you can't handle a baddie,
then
get out the kitchen.
Yeah, yeah.
You're cooking with fire here. Yeah,
fuck you and your fucking...
Yeah. It's stupid. I don't know. Fuck... I don't know. Yeah. A lot of people have insecurities, but I think it gets to the point where you have to learn how to control it and, you know, like, work through that.
I will never... I will never date an insecure man.
Yeah, I can't do that right now. My ex was very insecure, and so
I will never do that again.
Yep.
Y'all can suck my dick.
But the insecure ones are always the ones that try to come off, like, really not... Really,
secure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like overcompensating.
Yeah, I'm like, we know you're insecure. Yeah, yeah. It's like, don't, it's don't
like,
even try.
It's like, they like, for to like, I don't give a fuck, but then you're like, yeah, you do.
Yeah, yeah. They do dumb shit like, yeah. Yeah.
But I think we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up there. Wait, 1 hour and 10 minutes? Look at this go. Period. This is the longest podcast yet. I know, literally, I had absolutely no notes written down for this one. I just said, we're gonna wing it, and we're gonna see what comes out our mouth.
Okay, but actually,
if you guys like this, let us know, because... we want to start a thruple podcast.
It doesn't really matter what you guys say, because we're starting.
Yeah, we're doing it anyways.
But,
yeah.
But fuck. Oh my God, that was... I was going to say 2 more things, and I forgot both of them. I don't remember what it was. But this is... Thank you for having me on for a third time.
Oh, you're so and welcome.
This was so much fun.
I know. Trixie, how was your first time?
This is good.
As a first timer over
next
here.
Next time we'll have to talk. Next time, hopefully, we'll have more tea, because
Yeah, we had a lot thrown down today, but...
Yeah, today, well, not even on this podcast. I think before this, we talked about just so much, like, shit that, like...
tomorrow, though? Yeah, tomorrow's a big day.
Yeah. We got a lot of shit to do tomorrow.
We got a lot of shit to do. We gotta go to bed.
But, all right. Any last words?
Oh, I remember.
Okay, oh, here it is. There we go. I was waiting for that.
The middle of this podcast, I would like to apologize for their ears, because you guys like were screaming.
We were.
I don't know, because sometimes this doesn't. It won't sound as loud.
Oh,
yeah.
Loud from out here.
Don't even have headphones on. She's like, it sounded so loud.
It didn't sound loud in here, though.
No, it didn't.
Oh, it didn't.
No. Okay. I think you're good.
So I apologize for that.
You're good. Money, you're the last person that was probably screaming in the.
Don't movie. Apologize for me, bitch. I can do it myself. I don't apologize to anyone.
Oh.
That's
you should.
And I'm the cold-hearted one?
I wish I was cold-hearted, bitch.
Alright, we're out. I'll talk to you guys in the next one. Trixie, you want to drop your at? Monty? They already know you're at, Monty, probably, but Trixie.
You guys already know.
Trixie 19, TRIXXY.
TRXXY. Double X for the X-rated content.
Boy. What was that thing on? Did you rehearse that? Good night, God bless. Y'all stay safe out there.
See you guys in the next one. Don't forget to rate and review on Apple and Spotify. And
I'll give you a big old kiss.
Oh.
and come check us out on our up and coming.
Yeah, we're not going to say the name yet, because we don't even want you snakes to steal our name, but watch out.
I always end my episode by saying, see ya. Do you guys want to join me on this one?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. See ya!